technology is changing every single day. Heck, to reflect that, Apple comes out with new iPhones every year. And the same applies with ag technology as it relates to agronomy. Molly Hobb works with her customers to show them what their technology is capable of and making that technology work for them. I'm Ashley Davenport, and this is the Ag Pro Podcast. Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Ag Pro Podcast. I'm really excited to talk to my next guest. We have Molly Hobb. She is a certified crop advisor, and she is the premier express specialist for premier crop systems. And Molly, you're in Iowa, right?
Yes. Our home office is based out of Des Moines, but I'm from over by Iowa City.
Oh, okay. A premier express specialist. That's a mouthful.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what does that mean?
So basically, that just means that I deal more with remote areas that we don't really have good partners in right now or no presence established. Okay. So my job is to go out and make a presence for us in those areas.
Okay, so what kind of areas are you talking about?
So right now, our main footprint is in the Midwest, you know, kind of the immediate areas touching Iowa. But we have the capability to work with anyone that has an internet connection and a yield monitor.
You guys offer so many services. Just looking on your website, it's crazy what you guys offer. And one of the things that caught my eye in particular, that you guys help farmers organize their data and use their equipment to the fullest. So can you talk a little bit about how you organize that and are able to present that data to them to use it?
So basically what that means is, you know, we can take all of this data that guys have collected, you know, whether it be from a John Deere monitor, whether it be from Climate Field View, you know, a Raven Slingshot file from their ag retailer, a soil sampling file, whatever it is. We pull it in, we'll clean it up if it needs any kind of cleaning, and then we load it all into our system. So it's all there in one spot where they can access it, you know, basically 24/7 as long as they have an internet connection. We use that to help them create management zones in their fields. We will create variable rate recommendations. We will create small learning blocks where they can try out a management decision before committing to it across their whole field or operation. And then at the end of the year, kind of when all the data has been collected, you know, we have all costs from all their inputs in it, then we can really evaluate the decisions we made last year. Were they economically feasible? You know, did they make sense for us from an economic standpoint? And are they sustainable from an agronomic standpoint as well? And then, you know, and then we just do it all over again the next year. We start planning and then evaluate and get better every year.
So, Molly, you were talking about cleaning that data. What does that mean?
Sure. You know, sometimes we'll get in where after however many hours of running a planter, maybe they mis-entered a hybrid number or they forgot to change it when they were switching from field to field, or, you know, maybe we put grandpa in the combine because he doesn't have to get out all day, but, oh, he forgot to lift the head while he was going down the road. And now we have a mile and a half of data points going down the road. So we pull all that in and we just make sure that everything that's within that field boundary is supposed to be there, that it's correctly filled out. You know, if we need to post scale yield data, we can do that as well. We just think that, you know, it's our belief that no data is better than bad data. You know, we don't want to make decisions based off of false information out there, which is basically all it comes down to.
There's so much data collection and there's so many different ways.
Yep.
You touched on Climate Field View and other systems like that, but how are you able to guide them and point them in the right direction as to how they need to be using that on their operations?
Sure. So our software will kick out at the end of the year, you know, several reports that kind of give us an idea of where they're sitting currently, you know, how they're comparing to their own fields, you know, field to field across their whole operation. We can dig into, you know, how they're comparing to other people in their area. And then, you know, we just constantly are asking the question, why? Why is the data showing this? Our main goal is to get to the truth of what the data is telling us and then make it have an economic return for the farmer in the end. And, you know, one thing we've seen, you know, there is a lot of software out there, but one thing we've seen is that sometimes the farmer gets left out of the equation on these decisions, and their input is vital to the success, the decisions they're trying to make, of these trials they're trying to run. You know, no one knows their fields better than they do. They cannot be left out of the equation.
Would that be fair to say that that's one way that kind of sets you apart from anyone else?
Oh, yeah. And I think, you know, I've worked with other softwares, and that's really the key piece that's missing from a lot of them is, you know, just that farmer input. You know, if I have a field boundary and if I'm dealing remotely with a farmer, you know, it may show up as a poor zone, like a poor producing area, which we would call a C zone. But, you know, maybe that was a new part of the boundary. You know, maybe that was something that he just incorporated in that field and it was prairie grass and he thinks it's going to do excellent, but we just don't have any data on it. So, you know, we may bump that up to a B zone or an A zone just to see what it does if we don't have any information on it. So, you know, he's the one that really, like, I wouldn't know that just looking at the field. A computer's not going to know that just looking at the field. We need his input to make that decision.
In your role, you're dealing with the agronomic side of things, and you're also on the precision ag tech side, too. I'm sure it hasn't been 100% smooth sailing 100% of the time. So what have been, I guess, the challenges or mistakes integrating the two sides of farming?
The biggest thing has just been getting people into, you know, a mind shift of what their technology is actually capable of. You know, in Premier Crop System software, we do all of this and they're like, oh, I don't know if I can handle that. No, your technology is built and it will do this seamlessly. You know, if we're running a learning block out on your field, you know, as soon as your, essentially your computer in your tractor cab hits that area, it will talk to, you know, your planter and it will switch automatically for you. And, you know, so much of this technology is out there that's just not being utilized to its full capacity. And I think that's really where we struggle in the ag world is technology's advancing faster than maybe the farmer or the end user knows how to utilize it or what to do with it. You know, for so many years, these guys have had these maps laying around that are great. And, you know, we could maybe make a gut decision on whether or not something was right or something was wrong. But, you know, Premier Crop, what we do is we'll actually put numbers to it and tell you, you know, this was good. You know, let's see what we can do better. Why is this happening? And just really making that technology that you've already invested in work for you.
Molly, how are you able to work with some of the farmers to make the best decisions with this new technology? Because it is changing every single day. And how are you able to help your growers adapt easily?
Well, that is a good question. And, you know, it used to be up to individual advisors, but now we've actually dedicated a whole person that we call the Center of Excellence that makes sure that we have these informational flyers or, you know, a training or something that can show people, you know, so we have like a whole file that's just called yield monitors that will show you every button to push to get something in or out of a yield monitor. Same for planters. We also use AgriSync app, which lets us video chat no matter what kind of phone someone has. We can video chat. We can control the cameras on their phone to see, you know, maybe that person that's a little bit less tech savvy. We can see what they're seeing, and we can just physically walk them through the steps that are needed. So it's really just, you know, we hold their hand through the whole process. We're with them every step of the way, and we just make sure that they don't feel like they're getting left behind or that they don't understand. You know, even if they're not confident in their abilities, we want them to be confident in our ability to walk them through it.
And that's a great service that you offer. So, Molly, how are you able to show that ROI when farmers might be hesitant to throw money at something in this tight economic time that we're facing right now?
Right. So that is something that we do and are just getting spread more widely through our current network of farmers is we do cost tracking. So throughout the year, a farmer will, with his advisor, input all of his costs, you know, whether it be his seed cost, his nutrient cost, his herbicide cost, his operation cost, whatever it is, he puts it all in our system, and then our system will track it spatially. So what it comes out to look like is a yield file, but it's actually a cost per bushel map that can show us visually what is going on cost-wise out in that field. And then several of our reports take that into consideration. So on a normal field report, you can see the management zones that are out in a guy's field, and it will break everything down, not only to cost per acre, but also to cost per bushel. While, you know, we're not discounting the cost per acre, which is what a lot of guys judge things by, we really believe in that step of breaking it down one step further into a cost per bushel model, because you truly can't understand your ROI unless you get things down to the bushel level. You sell in bushels, you need to track your cost in bushels, so you can truly see, you know, what it's costing you compared to what your revenue is.
That's fantastic. So Molly, right now we're in the off season. I don't know what you have been doing the last couple days because of this cold weather, but spring will soon be here. And yes, I'm sure everybody is looking forward to it, especially after way sub-zero temperatures this week.
Yes.
and spring's going to look, you know, 40 degrees is going to look pretty tropical. So what are you doing right now to get ready for spring planting?
Sure. So right now, what's going on is a lot of our partners are having their big winter meeting where they're bringing in all of their growers to talk about big overview pictures that happened across, you know, like one footprint, one area. You know, did early planting in this area pay better, or was it better to, you know, wait a little bit, plant a little bit later? Did, you know, fungicide pay on second year corn in southeastern Indiana, wherever it may be? And then after these big group meetings, a lot of times things will get broken down and advisors will have one-on-one meetings with their farmers to go over their acres and really do the evaluation step of things. So that's really where we're in this time of year, is evaluation. And then as soon as, you know, you sit down with the farmer, you evaluate what happened last year, we roll right into planning for 2019. So as soon as those meetings take place, management zones from last year will get reevaluated. You know, did we have good management zones? Do we need to tweak them a little bit? You know, maybe our cost per bushel is showing something we thought was an A zone is actually maybe a C zone. And then planting prescriptions will start getting made. If any variable rate prescriptions still need done for spring, for the guys that are spring work guys, that will also get done. And we'll be ready to roll as soon as the planters are.
That's awesome. And from what it sounds, your customers are always top of mind.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we just say it time and time again between our employees and our employees to our advisors and advisors to the customers. You know, we're just out to seek the truth. What's actually going on in these fields? You know, we're not out here to push anything. We just want to help these farmers do better. And it's never been as imperative as it is in these tough economic markets.
Absolutely. And in an age where transparency is everything, you guys are pretty transparent. Now, if someone is interested in what Premier Crop Systems has to offer, Molly, or wants to get in contact with you, where do they go to do that?
So someone is more than welcome to email me directly. My email is mhaub@premiercrop.com, or they can go to our website, which is just www.premiercrop.com. And there are buttons all over our website that say request a demo. If you request a demo, you will come back to me anyway. And we can do a one-on-one demo to really, you know, just kind of show guys what we're all about and see if they think we'd be a good fit for their operation.
And I'll give you a social media plug, too. What's your Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle is Molly, M-O-L-L-Y underscore Barnhart, B-A-R-N-H-A-R-T.
Awesome. Well, Molly, it's been great to talk with you. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Oh, you too. Thanks, Ashley.
I've been talking with Molly Hobbs. She is a CCA, and she's also the Premier Express Specialist with Premier Crop Systems in Des Moines, Iowa. I'm Ashley Davenport, your host of the AgPro Podcast, and each Wednesday I have a new episode drop on Apple Podcasts, the AgriTalk app, or wherever you happen to listen to your favorite podcast. Now, if you have an ag retail related topic you'd like me to cover, contact me via Twitter. My handle is at AshD926. Or if you're not a tweeter and, you know, you don't have a carrier pigeon to send me a note, you can send me an email at adavenport@farmjournal.com. Until next week, guys, have a great week and stay safe out there.